Welcome to Circle of Hearts Radio. Journey with Grandmother Aliyah as she enters her magical world of relics, sacred sites, and ancient crystal skulls. Meet with exciting trailblazer authors and individuals shifting the consciousness of humanity. Send her your questions to be answered on air on her monthly segment, Ask the Oracle. And now your host, Grandmother Aliyah, in the sanctuary on the airwaves on Om Times Radio.
Welcome to Circle of Hearts Radio, our sanctuary on the airwaves. How perfect that is on Om Times. We have gone through a massive shift. And it's always fun talking to Charlie, and it always seems to be perfect timing because we haven't talked during the week. I think we've been blasted like everybody else. And then just a few minutes before, I'm thinking of some stuff, and he writes this huge message. And I go, oh, we're on the same wavelength. Okay, so my friend Charlie, how have you been doing this week?
Well, it is. It's been an amazing. I want to call it a journey. It's been an amazing journey. Within myself, on really self-discovery. And I think that everyone that's listening to our call can recognize that through this framework of energy that between 222, which is February 22nd, and it started before that, but up until this morning, and we're still going through it now, although the eclipse is now officially over, the energy is still there. And I think many who will listen to us will resonate with a lot of what we have to say. It's been a time of really I'm tongue-tied, really, at this point. I'm going to let it flow. The word that you came up with this week was reset. And you mentioned that in the message, what do you want to talk about? And you mentioned the word reset. And I had just written a blog on recalibration. And I said, wow, we're really talking about the same thing here. We're using two different words, but they both begin with the letters R-E, re. And then as the week played out, everything came up, re this, re that, re this. And I said, oh my goodness, everybody I talked to was using re something in their statement. And it was like I couldn't get out of this. It was so profound. So I just started to sit with it and just allow that energy to unfold in me, knowing that I was releasing stuff on so many different levels of my beingness that I couldn't actually comprehend them all at the same time. And it brought me to my multidimensional awareness, and I think people will recognize that in themselves this week, that they may have felt they were living in three different time frames or three different conscious experiences simultaneously. And that's what the energy has been about, and that's what the reset is about, and that's what we're going to talk about. In a lot of ways.
Yeah, and I think I was going to say during the week, when you're saying multidimensional, I don't know if you found this to be true, but I had things come up that I thought were gone a long time ago. It was sort of like that constant repeat, in your face.
Like, revisit. Yeah.
Right. You know, it's like you didn't figure it out before, so let's put it in your face again.
Really?
Okay, no.
This has been just a profound, I every time I say something, it's like, how many RE words are there, and what is that all about?
Top of the word, I kept on getting also reincarnation.
Reincarnation. Wow. I didn't get that one, but I was experiencing it on many levels. Yeah.
Because it's the repeat of incarnating. It's just been mind-blowing this week, and I'm like, okay, so now we're at the eclipse. We're at the 888. And in some of the talks I've been saying, all right, now we got to focus now. Forget the past. And as far as the reincarnation, you integrate it. This is all of you. But now you got to bring it in and let the descending energies and hold on to it and ground, this whole 9 yards. But we're going to go back to the reword. I mean, we can't get away from it.
No.
Looking at your message before, let's start, like I said, this show is going to be the reword. So I'm going to let you start.
Well,
let's reset
we're going to reset everything and everybody. And this is what each one of us are doing, is resetting ourselves into a newly definable space and energy coding that on some levels of our beingness we know quite intimately, but we've not done it in either many, many lifetimes here in the third dimension on planet Earth, because some of us have done it that before here, but we're actually opening to the really true, what some would call the divine self, our divine self, our divine multidimensional self. So I started with recalibration this week, and that was, and I won't go through the whole thing I wrote on the blog, but it's about us recalibrating and letting go, releasing, and to recalibrate is to just flip all the switches back to zero. And that's how I looked at it, was if we're in front of a board with switches or, just everything back to zero. Nothingness, emptiness, all the things that come up from the past lives, past, zero. Zero it out. Just zero it out. Don't try to figure it out. Don't try to work it out. Don't try to bless it. Don't play with it. Just zero. Pure zero. So, and that's what I got was, we have to get back to the zero point. So basically the message went like this. Let us recalibrate together and assist each other without getting lost in the larger picture. Let us co-create by building upon each other's contributions to the sustainable whole. Let us rest when we are weak or tired and know that our destination is very close by. Let us remember that there will be a cab to take if we stand on the corner and flag it down. My guides do have a sense of humor. It is not that we are looking, that what we are looking for is more important now, but more so what we no longer need to carry any further with us. And this was the word release came and appeared. And I'm not going to release it like I lease a car. I'm going to do it again. No, I'm letting it go forever. Forever. It doesn't matter anymore.
It's almost saying, it's almost like saying the software is broken. Go and reset it to default and start over again.
Thank you. Yes, exactly. That's it. That's exactly. I'm getting spirit sparks as I, as you do this, I'm lighting up. That's exactly what it is. We've been struggling for so long, and a lot of stuff is coming up for all of us because it's in our DNA, and it's lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. And as we can see it playing out in the world around us, we've gone back to chaos. We've gone back to chaos. Well, that's where we began. So do we sit here and waste all our energy to try to correct the chaos? No, we didn't do that then. We're not going to do it now. We're going to recreate. Recreate. Mm-hmm. We're going to create it all over again. This is a new creation.
Redesign.
Redesign.
Sorry, I'm listening to you talk.
Redesign. Oh, no. The words will pop into your head. It has driven me crazy all week.
So what's wrong with
you? Not that I wasn't crazy to begin with, but I say that lovingly. But it's important. And so that's what was the message, was recalibration and resetting. And when you said the word reset, I said, wow, this is going to be an amazing week. And the other night, I was on a conversation with Karina Shaha, and we were talking about something else. And the message that came to me was, and I explained to her, was, have I come this far to be confused? Because that's what I was feeling. You know, I was feeling like, mm-hmm. Where do you go? And you mentioned it to me this week, and other people have mentioned, you know, we're kind of lost. We just don't, we're looking in so many directions, and we feel, you know, so multidimensional, but where do we go? What do we do? So here was this, what I termed was a point of confusion. And that was the question, was, have I come this far to be confused? And the answer was no. Recalculate.
Recalculating. I got words. I got more words.
Recalculate. All right. So segment one. Thank you.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds, OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies.
I kind of love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Well, before I get back to Charles, you know, I listen to what he says, and I have this few notes that he had given me before this show. And in talking, just putting this kind of together, last week was, as he put the words, receiving, reviewing, releasing, recognizing all parts of us. And like I said, we put it into the people who are technology minded. We're a hologram. The software or our projections are really messed up. So we have to go and reset it so we don't repeat the virus, you know, software constantly. And last week was a definite realizing and looking at things and recreating. I mean, we can conflict over this word re. It's going to drive me crazy, or we try. But the ultimate thing is we did not reincarnate to mess up again. We reincarnated to recreate this world. So now this solar eclipse, you know, and today, 888, new beginnings, infinity. So we got to step out of, we decide, okay, we're clearing this virus software. We're realizing past didn't get us any place. We're not going to reincarnate and keep on doing the same old stuff. So today, beginnings, to restart over, to reset. I'm going to let you go before I go crazy.
That's a profound statement. And you are breaking up your voice is a little garbly, so I'll just let you know about that. But
okay.
Yeah, it is amazing when you bring in the reincarnation and how many times many of us have been here. And I know many of you who know me have realized that I'm now speaking from my dimensional self, my multidimensional self a lot now as Riverman, and I'm not pulling back as much as I have over the past 20 years because I've been what I call a timeline walker. I walk between the lines of dimensions, and I've been doing this for thousands of years. That's who I am, and I'm learning that. And so for some people who may hear and know me personally and say, oh, he's lost his mind. Well, no, not really. What I'm realizing is that we can no longer carry this paradigm of this construct any further. It has to end. It has to end. And so with all endings, there is, you know, somewhat of some destruction, some dissolution, and it'll appear in a lot of different forms. And so the message for me this week was don't get caught up in the forms. Don't get caught up in the forms. Just when the forms come, let them go. Let them go. And so as I went on this before I came on today, I sat for about an hour, which is what I usually do, and just listened to the field of resonance, which is, you know, a sound vibration. It's not particularly a sound that I hear, but it's a vibratory sound that goes all through the universe. And so the reword started coming through. And so step one is what we're doing now. It's in revelation, revolution, and renewal. And this is, you know, part of the process where we're going to do this in steps. It's not going to just be all, hey, crazy. No, we're going to do this in steps. So first we have to reveal what the chaos, what we're letting go of. So it's being revealed to us, and it's coming up. As you expressed this week, a lot of it has been coming up for you. And you looked at it and saw this as something we can't keep reincarnating and doing. So what are we going to do? We're here to change that. And for those of us who are here, and you know who you are, we're here to change that. In whatever way you're being told to do that, you're not going to do it my way. I'm not going to do it Elia's way. We're experts in this. We've been doing this forever. We are co-creators. Okay, so the revolution. So we can see what's happening. It's, you know, it is. But what are we doing? We're re-evolving. And evolution. We're evolving. So this is what we're creating. We're creating the evolutionary process of the new human paradigm. Renewal. And that's all about it. It's all about renewal. New. Which means we can't take the old with us. For months, and I've been getting the message and, you know, knocking things, and even for years, that you can't take all this stuff through the eye of the needle with you. And it's exactly what I feel like I've been honing down to. And I think many of us can relate to that phraseology and say, yeah, we're passing through something dimensionally that is so narrow, a crevasse in ice that you have to let go of everything in order to get through there. But this is what we're doing. this is what we're doing. Step two, recognizing. We begin to recognize the new parts, realizing we bring them into reality, receiving the energies, whatever we need to co-create this, and at the same time, releasing those energies into the new field of harmonics and the new field of information so that it grows and expands. And so it came out as like three steps. And the third step is restoration. This is what the end result will be. We're going to restore the humanity, the whole concept of humanity, not just a human being, but the whole concept of why we're here, why we keep coming back, why we do this. What part of our multidimensional self does this play? It plays a very important part in our multidimensional reality. And so we can't just throw it away, but we have to now bring it into focus with the rest of our dimensional selves so that it is not an antagonistic energy to who we are. So that brings us to resonance. We come into a harmonic vibration when resonance is sound, we're resounding. The sound vibration, it was all started by the word, and the word went out in creation, and this is how we're going to create this, is through sound, our sound vibration, which we may not even be aware of. And then there's going to be this big relief. There's just going to be a point where everything is just going to go, you're going to take this deep breath and just go, because it's all going to click. The switches will be flipped. Everything will be in alignment, and then all of a sudden you'll get that aha moment. And in that point, we will be returning to our original programming, to our original content, to our original alignment, to our original purpose, to our original self, which is, as it came through, to fully activated to our fully activated multidimensional self. And that's what we're doing. We're activating all those different parts of ourselves. The key is, there's two things. Basic forms, stay with basic forms. Don't get carried away with just thoughts. Basic forms, simple plans. The more basic and the more simple, the easier it's going to be. And the message came out, the words you think are more powerful than those you use. We always talk about the words we use because we send that vibration, that sound out, and it does create. But now we're creating within ourselves. And that's where the work is going to be done for the most part. The outside is still going to look like chaos, look like crap. It's going to be crazy. Who knows what it's going to look like? It doesn't matter anymore. What's important is that we work within ourselves.
And the knowledge is always within yourself, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Not what people tell you, but what you think yourself, really.
If you look around, we have this issue, fake news, fake this, fake that. Everything is fake. Well, of course it is, because it's all now made up. In the spur of the moment, it's not even cohesive. The sentences that people are speaking are not even cohesive. And these are the leaders of the countries that we're living in. And they can't even speak they cannot connect their words in a form that is rationally balanced. I'm not trying to criticize. I'm just observing this. I'm just observing this. I mean, it's unreal. People think I ramble and babble, which is fine, but I do make some cohesive sense when I speak. That's what's happening outside. That's how distorted we've become.
I think we shouldn't react. Here we go again with the thing, react. I know on Facebook, I watch, I see a shift, a few weeks before, it's all crazy, people reacting, you know, to things putting out. And then I guess you have to review, is it true, is it false? You know, you have to kind of make up your mind and how you mm-hmm. act toward it or what you give forth. So this is all a process. So I think what we're all trying to tell you with these rewords is to think before you open, before you create. Make sure, and just don't react to somebody. Just don't pass something on because that person says it, you know. And you think at the moment, oh, well, that emotion, I see words, you know, from actresses and stuff, or resistance. That's not a good word. I mean, as far
resistance,
as
resistance, Terry, it's another rewording. This is, again, I mean, when we start to look at these words and they're popping up all over the place. And maybe they always were there, but I wasn't ever as consciously aware of them. That's for sure.
Mm.
And so the words that come to our thinking mind is they'll come without any effort. And this is what I was told this morning. They will come without any. We go searching for them, looking for them. All we're doing is engaging the mind. And that is tied to the ego, and that's tied to control, and that's tied to a whole lot of the old paradigm, which is not going to work anymore. Okay, so listen to the, when it comes to you, the words come to you, just allow them to sit with you, and then expand on them. Feel them first. Feel the energy of those words. If you don't know what the words mean, just look up the simple definition of the words and sit in the energy of that space before you even utilize them. And this is what I'm being guided to say, is that they're ancient codes.
I
words
that
we speak are ancient codes.
Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com. And change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello. Join us, Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter, every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible? Get ready to become present, clear, and unstuck, and start living fully, led by your heart. While you listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song, you'll open up to what's possible and experience your shift.
Hey, this is Reva McIntyre, and I wanted to talk to you about a serious problem right here in our own backyard. Did you know that there are nearly 16 million kids struggling with hunger in America? That's why the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks collects surplus food, engaging their communities in solving hunger and giving hope to hungry kids and their families. But they need your help. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Charlie, you said words are ancient codes. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it's a sound vibration. In all language, there's a sound, there's tone, there's the sound vibration. And so over the history of humanity, we have different languages, and yet there's a sound vibration to the words. And we've lost the ability to tap into those sound vibrations because we've focused more on the words and giving them a meaning. And this is, you know, what I see is that when we give a word a meaning, then we alter the vibration of that sound. And so it creates a distortion. And what happens is it has served the purpose because that's how we create. We create with our words. Okay? And what I see happening now is confusion is being created. We're using words again to create, but we're creating confusion. And it's intentional. There's an intentional process out there to create confusion. When we create confusion through words, what happens is the human mind goes into, right, left patterning. And so it's always trying to balance itself. In essence, what it is it's just trying to create a balance. So the more confusion we create through words, the more imbalance we have in the brain, which also imbalances our ability to extract and utilize the energies of the earth, the sun, the universe, to our for our best interest. So I'm not even going to go into that whole theory thing, but I just... So what happens is the codes have been carried to our DNA. Okay, the codes are in our DNA. And when we speak and we use words, it triggers those parts of our DNA that we're not even consciously aware of. Science is so behind reality that it's ridiculous. Okay, and I'm just going to say that, and people can like it or not. But this is what's happening. What they do is they catch up with a little part, and they realize, I can use this part of this to control somebody, because this is what the whole paradigm is based on. It's on control, and this is what we're leaving. So what happens is different languages, different words mean the same thing, have a different vibration, but genetically encoded in us, we can discern and know exactly what that means, but we don't know it in our mind. We know it energetically, okay? So this is why when you hear people talk light language, et cetera, people are resonating with that or not resonating. Those that are resonating, but they're picking up the vibration. They're picking up the energy. They're at a point where the energy and the connections are able to make a connection and have comprehension on some level. And that's all it is. You're making the connection. So this is called recognition, another reword. And so,
oh, yeah.
So our speaking first, we recognize it first as what we need to do is look at the words, not trying to figure out the meanings of them, because in French it may mean something different than in Italian, or, how we inflect the word. We can manipulate words all we want. We've been doing it for thousands of years. That's why in the beginning there were symbols, the wounds, the characters was in characters, because that was, there was a definite form and it described the energy form perfectly. That's what happens. So we need to realign and remember, and that all words are forms of energy. They're a form of energy. And how we utilize those, first within ourselves, is important. And then secondly, it's more important how we work with them within ourselves. And secondly, how we bring them out into the world. And, what came through was meaning that all change begins within us. And we must first let go of our old programming. Regardless of how, so this is where I'm going to read this part here. And you, I want to know when this was going to come in. Okay, so meaning that all change begins within us, and we must first let go of our old programming, regardless of how it arrived within our energetic fields. And so we have to look at ourselves as an energetic field rather than a human, and that's part of our multidimensionality. Outside, the world will appear very confusing as we reconnect to the different energies of the many dimensions we actually can connect to simultaneously. And this is where I think a lot of us, what a lot of us have been feeling is connected to different dimensions simultaneously, and it's overwhelming. You know, this people have to travel, they want to, you know, do, yeah, it's an awakening of an amazing proportion. Beyond our beyond a lot of our comprehension ability. Because we're trying to comprehend it with the mind. And the mind is created an avatar, or it's an ego. I mean, it's the mind itself, and this is the next line in this transmission that came through. This process is not to be a challenge for the ego, as the ego is a construct and a bioenergetic intelligence guidance system. Damages will occur as it is now being connected to systems which are designed to control and contain humans, much as we are gathering seeds and keeping them dormant. So what's happening is our minds are being bombarded and basically put on ice and being shut down. And so this is what the world, the paradigm is we're going to, it's happening in the third dimension. It's we're going into deep sleep. And it's part of the process, because we can't carry this programming into the next phases of our evolution. There will be many who are not aware of anything happening at all, and they are fine. As this message is for those who are feeling the energy shifts and confusion in these moments, and most of you who are listening to the show are part of the awakening crew here on Starship Earth. The children who are now coming into their physical presence or being born now are already beyond the risk of not fully activating. And that's what was given to me. That was the message that was given to me yesterday when I held a newborn, a three-month-old child, that he's perfectly fine. Do not worry about them. They are perfectly fine. Some will activate and some will not. But their DNA and their coding is completely different from ours now. The shift has happened. And that's why we're going through this, is because now they're ready to come in, take place in the third dimension, and go to work, to live, to reincarnate. And we will reincarnate along with them into those physical, biological bodies that have been upgraded. Okay, so it does not mean that we do not have what we call a free choice to not activate, which they will, but they will not go through this process that we are right now. They will not have to ever go through this, not for a long time, until the larger picture changes. And I can't explain that at this point, but they won't have to go through what we're going to. Just like we didn't have to do it four or five lifetimes ago. It's just because we're going through this energetic shift and change in the universe that everything has to change. And so that was my message that came through just before I started the show, is that we're all doing this together. And it doesn't matter. We need to let go a lot of the judgments and let go and realize it's not about them, it's about me. How am I aligning to this? How am I working with this? How am I letting go of what I need to let go of? How am I reattaching to my multidimensional higher selves and integrating that into my presence in this moment? Crazy stuff. I love it. That's what I came back for. And that's what I realized. This is what I came back for. And I know you and I have talked about that many times, because many of us are questioning, I don't want to be here. I don't want to go through this. I mean, I've said it myself. Come on, stop it. I can't do this. You know, this is not what I signed up for. And the message keeps coming back. Dude, you're the one who created the master program. You were part of the design crew of this whole thing. I can't understand that on my, you know, third dimensional, talking to you on over my iPhone. I don't understand that on that level of myself. But I do know, and I'm well aware of at this point, that there is a point who was part of the design crew of this whole thing. And that's the thing that we've all been feeling, is we've been tapping into parts of ourselves that we've never been able to experience before. And that's what the energies
are. That's scary.
It is scary. And you've mentioned scary. I've been scared. I talk to other people. They get scared. You know, the human mind, am I going psychotic? What's happening? I mean, because that's what the mind's designed to do, is to go who, what, when, where, why, and how. That's its function. That's its program. That's what we wouldn't have survived here if it didn't.
That's the
but what's happening?
Aha moment.
Yeah.
I think the whole thing. I know we're gonna go into break some, but the whole thing
right.
for people to understand is when you get the aha moment, it's for you to reach back and support the other ones that are looking confused and lost. So we're planting seeds of positive ideas, ideas to recreate this world, It's a job, and we're all doing it together. No one knows some of
right.
us.
Right, and it's for, and
one
it's
day
for the
and
and it's...
Oh.
There it is.
Go.
Yeah, perfect.
Your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
People are always looking to invest in a good opportunity. So what if you could invest in the future of kids, like a stock? Not the kind of stock that's about making money, but a stock for social change, called Better Futures. With your investment, it helps students like me go to college. My name is Charles, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Well, before I ask Charlie his ending message, there's just one thing I want to get out. I've repeatedly, seen so many people lost. And I've, people have asked, is anything going to get better or are we doomed? And I believe with all the changes and the chaos, all had to happen so that it would trigger something inside of us to say no. No more. We have an ability to recreate things. So the whole thing again is between recreation and remembering that you are a soul of light. You incarnated at this time to be a change maker, you're going through a lot. There's a lot of us who will support you by sharing. None of us are better than you. We're all the same. We're all learning. Charlie and I go through the ropes too, believe me. But
hopefully we conveyed that to the, and that's what I want to say to people at this point, is that I'm not trying to speak from some point of a higher self or future self. That comes through me, and it does come into what I say. But I'm right here going through this with each one of you. And that's the thing that I think we begin to realize. And when we begin to realize that we are these amazing souls, these amazing beings of light, we are these energetic energies and energetic beings that are just so amazingly profound that there are no words as yet in the third dimension to describe them. And there may never be those words in the third dimension, but there's a part of us who understands them fully. And that's what we're tapping into, and that's what's coming up for us. And it is, it's unnerving, it's scary, because everything we know and expect to be what we call real, R-E, here's another word, real, reality, whatever, it's amazing, because all of that is like it's no longer there. And so it's very unsettling. It's very unsettling. And so for those of you who are unsettled by a lot of this, know that you're perfectly safe in that. You're perfectly safe in that. That it's just the process. The process that you're going through. I'm going through it. Malaya's going through it. And many of the people you read on Facebook or, you know, in your columns or your blogs, et cetera, who are bringing through information that's so bizarre that it makes your head spin, they're going through this as well. And most of them will, if, you know, they're real, they will express that. Because we're all humans here in this body. This is a human body. We're not androids yet. We're not robots yet. We're incarnated into a human biological human body. And so this is what we
experience.
Which
is emotion.
It's emotion. And emotion, I always say, is energy, E, motion, energy in motion. You go.
No, I was just going to say, I think the whole ending of the show is not to be frightened, to remember your own wisdom, and everybody is opening to this at the perfect time. You know, if you don't remember, it's because you're not soul designed. That doesn't make it worse. It means that you will at the right time for you. And that, as Charlie mentioned,
don't go
we
into,
are humans. We're,
yeah.
we're changing
and
humanity.
Don't go into fear. Yeah, don't go into fear. Fear is an energy, just as love is an energy. It's just an energy. Not good, it's not bad, it's just an energy. But don't go there. Realize that for what it is, that it doesn't serve you at this point. And that's why fear is an energy, is to keep things in balance. And just know that we're not to be in balance right now. We're supposed to be moving forward, moving ahead, and we can't. So fear becomes an anchor that we have to let go, a sandbag. The analogy of a, you know, air balloon. It's a sandbag. You have to let it go. Throw it overboard. It doesn't serve you where you're going. There's no fear where you're going. Because what you're going to eventually come to realize is how amazing you are. And that's something we've lost touch with. It is. It's very important. And it's very important now, because that's what happens. We see that all of the amazing things that we have done as a collective human race on this planet are now just disintegrating, falling apart. And so we see the energy leaving, and that puts us into that place of fear. And it doesn't mean we shouldn't be emotional and energetic and cry, to mourn, of course we should. Because that's releasing the attachment, the energies to it. So whatever you feel, allow those feelings to come too. That's the one thing I try to talk with people individually, is to allow the feelings to manifest. I don't care what those feelings are. Allow them to manifest. But know they are not who you really are. They're just an expression of the energies. And you are much more powerful because you have more energy than they do. They have their energy is limited to time and space. And you, as this beautiful being of light and source of unconditional love, which is a soul, are it can't touch you. It'll scratch your arm, it'll poke your eye out, but yeah, minor. The reality of who you are, it can't touch you. And the end of my recalibration poem, I just want to read this, was the airport is just up the hill and to our left. We will arrive and be on time for a flight. It will set recalibration as a standard practice for all who come behind us. We are the first among many recalibrators and co-creators preparing the way for a better vision of humanity to anchor itself and deepen its roots in unity with Mother Earth. And so every time we sit still and allow that to rise, to move out and say goodbye to it, we connect deeper and deeper and deeper to the crystalline core of Mother Earth. And our crystalline DNA becomes more and more activated, and Mother Earth's become more and more activated, and it exponentiates, and we do it together. There's no separation. You don't have to think about it.
And I have a comment to make, and we're not fake news. We're not fake news.
I'm not a fake person. I've lived and I think that's but between you and I, Elia, I think that's what people relate to us in us is we're not. I don't try to come off as having all the answers. I don't. They appear to me just like they appear to each one of you in the moment. But I'm here to tell you that those thoughts and those things that come to you, you're not delusional. You're not losing your mind. It's you talking to you. It's you. And honor that and be embrace that and be thankful for that. Because we're all connected on those dimensions as well as being connected here on these dimensions.
Now, that's important because, I've gone through some of these awakenings during my different long lifetime here. And it's a very confusing period. And sometimes you'll just find something through synchronicity, which is not necessarily synchronicity, it's your soul pointing out. Well, read this. See how this message makes you feel.
Yeah.
So go through the process. There's a lot of us out there who aren't fakes. Not that anybody is a fake. I made a joke because of the politics of the country, fake news.
No, but that's part of the energy that there are certain people who are in power in the world and have been in the power in the world for centuries and thousands of years who create this thing because they don't want to change because they're perfectly contented. They're the rulers. The song the royals comes into my mind. Yeah. But it doesn't matter anymore. Doesn't matter. They've served their time, they've done their thing, and it's time to move on.
And we've learned from
it. It's time for
what not to do.
Yeah. Exactly. And this is the perfect example right in our faces of what not to be and what not to do. There's no excuse to say you didn't know what to do. Well, you may not know what to do, but you certainly can look around and say, I know what I should not to do. So by process of elimination, you end up with what you really are to do. I go through that process. Mm.
Oh, yeah, me too. I just said, you know, if we're ending here.
Yeah.
Just to let you know, we're all doing it together.
Yeah.
You're not delusional. You're not
right.
Crazy.
I had no concept this show was going to be anything like what it appeared to be. And so I'm going to have to listen to it myself because I want to hear what I had to say. You go ahead and laugh, Aliyah, but it's the truth, and you know it.
I know. As our standing joke goes.
Yeah, I know. I bless you all. I love you all. I embrace you all.
Okay, Charlie, thanks for being on. We'll look forward to having you next week and see how we can
thank you.
Can confuse the world.
Well, thank you. And maybe we just confuse ourselves. It's all good.
I hope so. It is all good. Thanks for everybody for being with us. And just think. Open your minds and be the beautiful heart that you are. And everything's going to be fine. The world's not going to fall apart. You're the change makers. Until next week, take care.